The chotzer kan lechotzer acher. The shaila, when you put here outside the window, where do you want to put the chayvitz down? Do you want to bring the chayvitz back into your rishus? That avada was mutter. He didn't do anything. So I'm putting here outside the window, bringing it back is not called doing anything. If you want to put it down into another rishus, that's where it's also. So Drashi, if you want to bring it back into your house where you're standing, mutalavira. You put something in your hand outside the window. You want to bring it back inside, that's mut, that's what we pass malachim. Avad, you stick your hand outside on Shabbos or something, you got to bring your hand back in again. For the case where you stick your hand outside your window, and you want to throw it into another rishus outside, that's awesome. So yes, Mishailo. I tell you, says the yosel achvir with the tony loyli achvir. That's what doesn't it's us to bring it back to you where you're standing. El achvir with a chotzer cheres. You now let throw into the other chotzer. Hey, even though the other chotzer is only rishus ayochid, and it's from one rishus ayochid to another rishus ayochid, still we say it's also. So the Gemara, she deboy minei rovim rav Nachman, rov yet shalach rav Nachman. Hoy si yodoy malaya peres. Your hand was full of peris on Shabbos. Where it's here in the chutz, and you put it outside the window. Are you allowed to bring it back into your window, into your house again? Omalei mutter? Havada, yes, you didn't do anything. You stuck it out, stuck it in, that's mutter. L'chutz racheris, what about you want to stick it outside the window and now put it down to another rishus ayochid? Mal, omalei yosser. He said that's also ready. Umayishino? So he asked him back, what's the difference? So he answered him back, he asked me, what's the difference? When you go count a salt, you'll count a barrel of salt, I'll tear the teres. Like he gave him that like a shtoch, like Drashi b'bichusa, ahadilei. Kishatimdav likurisha melech, when you go count for me a whole kur, a whole barrel full of salt, unlocha time, then I'll tell you the reason. So tomorrow, what's the reason? Hosom lo yisavet machshavton. This time bring it back into your rishus. He didn't do anything. Mashenkin hochi yisavet machshavton. Is Havido Machshavta. Here, where you put it to another Rishus, it's called Yom Akayim Yom Machshava. So, Trashi Machshavta, Sheniskavin Lich Noise Mechotzezer. If that's called, you wanted to make an Akira. You wanted to pick it up from this Rishus to Yochid and put it into another Rishus to Yochid. But you want to get it out of this Rishus. Is Lich Noise Mechotzezu, this is Leniskaima. Hilkach Legozu. If you start bring it back into your house, you weren't Makayim Yom Machshava at all. It's no machshava taking it out the window. It's like taking it into another rishus, bring it someplace else. You bring your hand right back in again. You didn't do any machshava. You didn't do anything. You just brought it back to the same rishus. Avul chutz acheres. If you want to carry into another chutzer, niskayim machshavti was called kiyim machshavti. The gozer rabbanim made gzeira dilma zim machritam shagel rishus rabim. And that's the clause. You're not allowed to carry from one rishus to yochid to another rishus to yochid on Shabbos. Why not? The both rishus yochid better be mutter, because there it's exerim rabbonim. Maybe sometimes you carry from your rishus yochid to another rishus rabbin. That's why look, if you have two apartments in house, if you don't have an eruv, you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment without an eruv. Why not? I get both rishus yochid and the one rishus yochid, because by carrying out of your house, it's like taking out of your rishus and you bring it into another rishus. See, even though really it's mutter, that that's also rishus yochid. But the Rabbanim made Xerim, maybe some other time, they'll take it out of your house into Rishus Rabbin. So once your Machshava is to take it out of your house into any other Rishus, the Rabbanim made Xerim, you can't put it into the other Rishus. Why? Because the Gezer, maybe sometimes, you put it into Rishus Rabbin. That's the case here also, when you put your hand outside the window. Actually, you want to just throw it into your neighbor's backyard, that's also awesome. Even though your house is Rishus Yochid, your neighbor's house is Rishus Yochid, but you're throwing from your Rishus, his Rishus, that's Xerim. But to bring it back into your house, who would it to throw it down your backyard that you have an area that's in your rishus yochid? That avada is muta.
We said before,
right. Yeah. And this thing. Well, it wouldn't be a gay here because your house is rishus yochid, and you're throwing it into his chutz. It's the land that his chutz is rishus yochid. It's called you made an akira from your house into his house. That's awesome. We're talking about now the terrace is. That not that you're leaving your hand outside, but you put your hand outside and you want to throw it there. So then we say, no, you know, we ask you, you're not allowed to throw it there. Because if you would throw it there, you'd be doing this to the Rabbanan. So the Margufa. Boy, you're out, baby, Barabaya. Barabaya, yes, the Shaila. Hiddik pas for Tama. Somebody made a mistake on Shabbos and they put a loaf of dough into the Tana. Is it Tiwala or Doisoi? where the Rabbanim matir, there is the shrus of taking the loaf off the oven. Kaidim sheyavu lechiv chatis, I like hitiru. Or the Rabbanim said, no, we don't give you the heter to be over Isra Rabbanim. But the Rabbanim not allowed to take it off now, and therefore you have to be over the Isra Raisa. That was the shayla. Omalei Ravacha Barabai Ravina Hechidomi. How are we talking about? How did this person put the bread into the oven? Ilayna b'shoigei, if the person put it in there b'shoigei, v'layit galei, and he didn't remember. No, so he forgot to say it was Shabbos, and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. So if he's still b'shoigei right now, l'may hatiru, what's the question of being after him? As far as he's concerned, today's Sunday. He doesn't realize he did any yisra today. So it's no question of being after him to take the bread off. The other law, the case is, he had the b'yitkur, that he himself reminded himself. As in the morning, he forgot today was Shabbos, and he put the loaf of bread into the oven. Later in the afternoon, he remembered himself that today was Shabbos, and now he wants to take it out of the oven. As for the Gemara, that's the case. Mi mechayiv, is he chayiv chatis in such a case? The Yotanan is learned later. Kol chayiv chatois, all the cases we say when you do an isra b'shegi, that you chayiv chatis, einin chayovim ad shetet chiloson shkoga v'soifen shkoga. He's throughout the whole melech is Issa, you have to be doing your b'shoigig. He's the beginning of the melech has to be b'shoigig, and the end of the melech has to be b'shoigig. So here, what's the melech? Calls them on the bread is baking. Now when you put it in b'shoigig, true. But before the bread was baked, you remember, it's over Shabbos, that's called at the end of the melech, you call the mezid. So in such a case, if you don't take it out of the oven, you won't be chayiv chatis, that's no chayiv chatis. So how do we say, kodim shalom v'chayiv chatis? I still see now like that. The Kol Zaman, you're not over the Issa yet, you have to be a Shoigi. You have to be a Shoigi Kol Zaman to be Mechayiv you. There's no Chiv right now. Stop putting it in the oven, not Mechayiv you. You have to wait until it's baked. Like you say, if somebody would take it out of the oven, you'd be putter. So the Issa, you have to be a Shoigi Kol Zaman of the Issa. The Issa is taking place, Kol Zaman is being baked. So the Gemara Ella B'mezit. Avad, we're talking about here the case of the person put it in B'mezit. So, they should have said, are we matim to take it off before it comes a day of chiyuv skila? That's what they should have said. Not to say if it's a chiyuv chatis. There's no chatis now b'mezid. So the Ma'amar of Shayla L'yoylem b'shoigi. We're talking about now he was a shoigi. Uleman hatiru. Who are we matim now to take off this bread? L'yacherim. The Shayla is, this Ruvain put the bread in today, put it in, and went back home, and as far as he's concerned, today is Sunday. He didn't know today was Shabbos. Now somebody else realized what he did, and somebody else now wants to come and do a mitzvah and take it out of the oven. That's the shayla. Is somebody else allowed to take it off or not? Maskev lo Rav Sheshes, is that a shayla? Can we tell a person, chet, you are allowed to do a chet, kadesh yiske chavercha, to mezaka yechaver? That's treated no svara. If you want to right now take this loaf of bread off out of the oven, now doing that is an issur rabbanan, it's a shvus. Radiyas apatas also. Pshit to the Rabbanu were not mad to you to do an Isser to be able to save somebody else from not being over an Isser Raiser. That's pshit to also. So Vaitu is Kshrik Shver, what's our case talking about? Elo Omer Avashi, Liyerlan Bemezit. We're talking about the person put the loaf of bread in the oven, Bemezit. He knew it was Shabbos and he still evaded it. The Eimer, Enechlami, Begurus now, Kredim Shiobu De Skila, Isser Skila. The Shalom is later, the person does tshuva. He asked Charoto that he put the bread in the oven, and he realizes now that he has a chiyuv skila to him. So he wants to know, now that I did tshuva, am I allowed to take it out of the oven now to pop to me from skila? The rabbanim still say, no, you're not allowed to do it, or no, you have to, you could or you can't? That's the shayla. Rav Acha Brei the Rav Master Lebed, he learned of this pita, that was the shayla. Omer Rav Beva Rabbaya, he did pas betana. If somebody was madvik pas betana, then made it. Is, and it was also pointed to Shaila. The halacha is hetiru loy nirdoisai. The rabbanon warm up to you. The rabbanon said, yes, you're allowed to go and take the loaf of bread out of the oven. Kaidim sheyavo the yisus kila. Before you yourself come with the yisus kila. So he's pointed to Shaila, and this is the kimta. The kimta is somebody does it from the halacha. He put the bread into the oven. And if he lets it stay there, he'll be over this at the raisa. The rabbanon warm up to him now to go take it out of the oven. Today he shouldn't come to be over this the right. So here you have a pshita to shayla staka mutter. So Rashi, mi mechayiv chatis b'yafi yosoi. You need chilosoi v'soifoi. Chilas hamalocha v'soifoi. You need the beginning and the end. Lo noydin lo shigosoi yachin nigru avera. So you finish the avera. Liyachayim teretz was is first half says he did it for Shaggy, and he was a Shaggy the whole time, but the question is somebody else wants to take it down. His aches shiroh, after somebody saw, uvolo fune lishol. Now this person asked the child to rov, me rodoit say, am I allowed to take this bread off, kredim shiyov, v'chaveru dechiv chattis, in order to stop my chav, not to go over chiv chattis. So that they said, no, that can't be a shiloh. V'chiyomu liyodam, say v'chet isekal, kadesh la yitzchayim chaveru chayim ishkomer, that's a chasvar, we can't let you do. Even in isekal, you need to say to somebody else. So the shiloh is, for he himself, the hedges of Rashi skila, or v'loshem shitusi, is also part of the shiloh, v'loy v'loshem boi. He told them, "Claude, our locker is that Taka Mutter to take the loaf of bread off the oven today. Not to be over Chiyuskila." Right. Poshet Onius Yoda. The Mishnah says the locker, if the Oni puts his hand outside, the Oni standing outside. And the case is now, the Bala boss standing inside the house put his hand outside the window and took the loaf of bread out of the Yoni's hand and brought it inside. So we say his chayit, or else forget, Poshet Onius Yodi, means the Oni standing outside put his hand inside the house, took a loaf of bread out of the Bala boss's hand and brought it outside. So we say the Oni is chayit, because he made a nakir from the Shus HaYochid, and he took it outside and now it has it in the Shus Rabin. It's from the Gemara, my chayit. Why is he chayit? There's a cloud, the chayfet has to be in a chosh of a mokum to give it a shame you will acre it from that mokum, or else if you put it down, you have to put it down on a mokum that's at least dalat spokum or dalat spokum. That's called the chosh of a mokum. There it has a shame of chshivis, like it's going to stay there for a long time, it's called mudach there. See, that's called hanocha, putting it down there, and it would be if you take it out of that place, you pick it up, it's called nakira from a chosh of a mokum. But the Havmi that was your hand is not Balabal. Nobody's hand is Balas Fakim or Balas Fakim. So your hand is not called the Chosh of a Mokum. So by taking it out of the hand, you should be Potter. Because when the Chayfet is in the Balabas's hand inside, it's not in the Mokum Chosh. It's like not called Munich in the hand. The hand is not a Chosh of a place. So by the Oni grabbing it out, it should be Potter. So Shalom, why is he Chayf? Well, since the Maskana side Gemara is, there's a special law for Yad Shalodim as a Chosh of a Mokum. And that has the same Chashiv as like Balabal. That would be the maskana later. But the Havmini, we don't know that yet. So then we'll shver, why are you chayit? Well, bina an akira ve'anochem agabi mokam da'al ba'leko. Om a rabo, ha'amani Rebbe Kiva. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes like Rebbe Kiva. The oma lo'dinin mokam arba ba'ba. He dinas on this yisoid. He holds he can make an akira even from a mokam less than da'al ba'al. It doesn't have to be a chosh of a mokam. See Rashi? Mi agabi mokam da'al. If the mokum is dal dal, it's a choshev mokum. But the yodai lav mokum dal do. A hand is not dal tzvachim a dal tzvachim. It's not 12 inches by 12 inches. Oktonim lo amastis. The Mishnah says bein yakira bein la nocha. Both cases as yichayim. Diktoni v'nosam letoichoy yodai shabalabayis harei hanocha. If the oni puts something into the balabas's hand, he made anocha. Oy shenoto mitoicho, you took it out of there, you took something out, tere akira. So Mishnah says, both is called hanocha, you put something into the hand, or else you take something out of the hand. So you see the hand is chayiv, I it's not dal or dalid. So first Terence says, well, matka now, the Mishnah goes like the kiva. Hold, you don't need dal or dalid. What's the raya? It's none. We learned that the kiva says, hazoyrek mirishus hayochad rishus hayochad. Somebody throws from one rishus hayochad to another rishus hayochad. He's across the street, he threw from your house to your friend's house across the street, who was around the answer. He was a Shusram Miensa, and you threw a ball from your house to your friend's house across the street. Rabbi Kiva Machayev, Rabbi Kiva says, Yechayev Chatzis, called Dida Melocha. I recall that Tiri was in Rosh Hashayachid, and the Melocha was in Rosh Hashayachid, so why Yechayev? Rechom and Paitan, Rechom and Vadas Gud, Rechom and Sayyid Potter. Rabbi Kiva saw Amrina Nusvara, Kluta Kimishun Chadami. Kluta means when something is traveling over the air of this carcass being colored, is going over the air, it's Kemisha Hunchadami. So while the ball is going through the Rosh Hashanah, we consider this it landed in the Rosh Hashanah. So you made your Akira from your house, and it landed now in Rosh Hashanah. And now it goes right there from Rosh Hashanah again into Rosh Hashanah. Kluta Kemisha Hunchadami, he yields. Rabbon and Savri, Moya Mina Kluta Kemisha Hunchadami. He don't say that. So Trashi, Kluta. ha'chefetz hoyo v'nikla fi aviru shusur rabim, as you're throwing it less than yutzvachim. So it's in the aviru of shusur rabim. Is kimi shuncha b'teichayu. It's considered as if it's munach in rishus yochid v'yaf agav le'nah. Even though the metzias didn't land on the ground. That's Rav Akiva's chiddush. We don't hold like this. That's Rav Akiva's chiddush. That klutis kimi shuncha b'almi. So the raya is, what kind of hamachim is that? You see, Zichi, don't need hamachim, hamachim dalal dalal. Like, you don't even need hamachim hamish. Just a din hamachim is enough. It's not a chosh of hamachim at all. Metzias, the ball is just flowing through the air. But since it went in the ear with a shusarabim, that's considered like it was munach. So who adin, avadin, avadin, something is munach in your hand, it's not worse than being like kluta. Not worse than going through the air with shusayochin. So now the quotes of the key, you never need a makam dalal dalal. It's enough time the chepas goes through the ear, you'll be chayim. So that'll be the test of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds you don't need dalal dalal, you hold like a kiva. And there's a bryce, aloch we yod dalal dalal, but aloch we pass from let the chum. Alright, we'll stop. Kosha Tommy Yes Yodi. He only sticks his hand inside. Is it says the case is he only put his hand inside the house and took something out of the balabos's hand and took it outside, so the only is chayim. Because he made a nakira from the balabos is holding the piece of bread inside his house. That's in Rishus HaYochid. So the Oni took it out of his hand, made a nakira from Rishus HaYochid, and put it down outside. The Mishnah says he's chayiv. Because the Gemara, my chayiv, why is the Oni outside chayiv? Vabina nakira, v'hanochum yagabi mokum da'al da'alot. You have to make a kira from a place which is da'al da'alot. That's called the chashiv mokum, where the chayiv was resting on this place. It's called its resting. So if you take it out of this place, that's called a nakira. Fuleka. Here the bread was resting in the balabas's hand. The balabas's hand is less than dalal dalal. So it shouldn't be called the mokum munach. So when you take it out of the balabas's hand, you should be potter. It's not called the main akira. That's the kasha. Why does the Mishnah say yichayiv? If you take it out of the balabas's hand, his hand is not a chosh of a mokum. And if you more, first and more, it says, Omar Rabbom, Palmani Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Omar loy din a mokum abal al arba. You don't need a chosh of a mokum dalal dalal. It doesn't have to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim by 12 inches by 12 inches. Dittinan, what's the right from Kiva Shita? Ha'averik Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus Rabin B'Yemsa. You throw from your house to your friend's house, going across the Rishus Rabin. Here's Rabbi Kiva Machayiv, Rabbi Kiva says Yechayiv, V'chomim Poitrin, V'chomim say Yepotim. So the Poitrin is like a Chomim, because you made an Akir in a Rishus HaYochid, and it landed in another Rishus HaYochid. Yepotim? Rabbi Kiva, what kind of Kiva? The more of Kiva, Savar Amrinon Kluta Kimi Shun Chodomi. Kiva holds a new Savar Kluta. Since it goes through the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, just flying through the Avir, it's colored in the Avir of Rishus HaRabim, it's Kimi Shun Chod. It's as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim itself. That's what the Kiva Savar. The Drashi Kluta, Ha'chef Etoil V'niklat Mi'avira, since it goes through the Aviram, Shal Rishus HaRabim, it's Kimi Shun Chod B'Teichahu. Even though you wasn't nach, so this is the raya. See, according to the kibbutz, for hanoch you don't need a chosh v'mokim dal da dalit. His mother just going through the ear. It's called like it was munach there. So avadiv it rests on some place. Avadiv it's called a good hanoch. So according to the kibbutz, you don't need this yisoid of a chosh v'mokim dal da dalit. No. By Yod, you don't say it. Say it, please. Next to bottom, say it. I will. The Matam Yod. They say, Kishachepet biyod ishaloni. Oisho balabayet lo shayat kaluta. So, Kishanoistam balabayet lo tev yod of your tia loy mechayiv. So, by the way, it's in your hand, it's not called cold in that mokum, because your hand is a chosh of a thing, so it's like nowhere. It's only when it's going through the avir do we say it's considered like it's colored, like it landed on the ground. But that's a very shvach of a landing on the ground. So you see, you don't need a chashva hamocha according to the kibbutz. So the Gemara, the rabbi saying now, lemeimro, the pshitim and the rabba, rabbis poshetim, the bekluta kimishun chadami, that the machlekes in the kibbutz and the chum is between this halacha of kluta.